He cautiously surveyed the yard. He must still be in the office, Andrews said to himself, as he crouched down alongside the office window and looked inside. McQuaid was behind the counter, doing paperwork. Andrews picked up a 4-foot-long 2x4 and hid behind the office door. He stood motionless, almost holding his breath as he waited. Suddenly, Andrews heard the sound of footsteps coming towards the office door that led to the yard. His palms were sweaty as he gripped the 2x4 firmly. The door opened. Andrews' body tensed, getting ready to react. Just as McQuaid stepped through the door, Andrews was already in mid-swing. Bonk! The 2x4 struck McQuaid cleanly across the side of the head. His knees buckled, and he dropped to the concrete floor. Andrews dragged McQuaid's lifeless body over toward the large saw table. He struggled to lift him, but eventually hoisted him onto the table, where he tied him down spread eagle. Andrews walked over toward the gate and cautiously surveyed the parking lot before exiting. He casually walked to the Granada, removed a plastic bag and a wooden box from the trunk. Then he returned to the gate, went in, and closed it. McQuaid started to come to just as Andrews returned.
"Well, well, Mr. McQuaid, we meet again," Andrews said with a smile.
Who are you?" McQuaid asked with a confused look on his face.
"Surely you remember throwing something at me from your girlfriend's car?" Andrews responded.
McQuaid's face turned red as he fumbled for a reasonable response.
I wasn't trying to hurt you. My girlfriend was scared," McQuaid replied in a sympathetic tone.
"Okay, now that we have that squared away, let's get to work," Andrews said as he pulled a roll of duct tape out of the plastic bag.
"What are you going to do?"
McQuaid asked with urgency in his voice.
"Just a little preparation work, that's all,"
Andrews replied as he started to wrap duct tape around McQuaid's head. Then Andrews pulled his black robe out of the bag and put it on.
"Mr. McQuaid, I'm the Twin Avenue Traffic Court Judge, and we are going to have a trial today,"
Andrews announced, placing his hands on his hips, striking a Superman pose.
"The Twin Avenue Traffic Court Judge? What the fuck are you talking about? What is this, some sort of joke?"
McQuaid said in defiance. McQuaid's statement seemed to enrage Andrews as he questioned Andrews' self-imposed authority.
"Okay, Mr. McQuaid, you have been charged with reckless endangerment, to wit, throwing crap from your window, striking me in the fucking head. Next, displaying unapproved hand signals, to wit, your middle finger, which we will remove."
resolve, Andrews said with a chuckle.
"How do you plead?" Andrews asked.
"How do I plead?
Fuck you! That's how I plead," McQuaid responded in an angry voice.
"That's what I thought.
Let the sentencing begin," Andrews announced, as he wrapped the gray duct tape around McQuaid's mouth.
McQuaid made muffled noises through the tape as his eyes darted back and forth.
"That sounds like a guilty plea to me,"
Andrews said as he started to position McQuaid's middle finger on the table.
"Let's make sure we get this right,"
Andrews said as he extended McQuaid's middle finger and secured it to the table with duct tape. Andrews walked over to the power switch for the table saw and flipped it on. The large saw hummed as the overhead exhaust fan whirled. Andrews positioned the table like an X-ray technician.
"Ready? Here we go!"
Andrews announced like he was on a carnival ride. McQuaid's eyes bugged out as Andrews began to slide the table towards the large saw blade. The saw blade made a quick buzz sound as it cleanly severed McQuaid's middle finger, dropping it to the floor as blood spurted out of the severed joint. McQuaid's body bucked and convulsed as he screamed through the tape.
"Now, that wasn't bad,"
Andrews said in a nurturing voice.
"But let's not forget the other one."
McQuaid started breathing heavy, his chest raised and tensed as Andrews maneuvered the table for the next cut.
"I guess you'll think twice before giving someone the middle finger again. Maybe you could give them a thumbs up instead."
Andrews said as he laughed, looking like a deranged maniac.